School closures during the COVID-19 pandemic have left millions of school students and teachers dependent on online teaching and learning. Online teaching and learning are an unprecedented experience for most teachers and students, consequently, they have a limited experience with it. There are e-learning implementation barriers during the COVID-19 pandemic at four barrier levels. Teacher. School. Curriculum. Student. A study in Indonesia assesses the relationship between barrier levels with teachers' demographic background. They collected data through an online questionnaire, involving 159 participants from lower and upper secondary schools. The findings of this study suggest that student-level barrier had the highest impact on e-learning use. In addition, the student-level barrier showed strong positive correlation with the school-level barrier and curriculum-level barrier. The study showed that teachers' backgrounds had no impact on the level of barriers. This study stimulates further discussion on the way to overcome e-learning barriers while simultaneously maximizing benefits of e-learning during this pandemic and beyond it by highlighting the importance of students' voices. E-learning in secondary schools in Ireland during the pandemic. Since we are facing a prolonged period of COVID-19 measures, we have to think about how to deliver a blended and flexible learning experience. There never is a better time to prepare for these kinds of situations than now. There are some preparations a school has to take before it can deliver online learning to its students. There are a few structural things, when setting up and implementing an online learning environment, schools have to think about. A learning management system, LMS, where online and face-to-face lessons can be prepared and structured. A video conferencing platform for delivering live online classes. The right equipment and setup for a hassle-free delivery. Organizing support for the teachers. Tools to keep the students engaged, social learning platform.